Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Good morning and welcome to the Florida Supreme Court. Today we will take up case number 22-1050, Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida versus State of Florida.
I think consistent with the court's analysis in the Amendment 4 advisory opinion, what is paramount in this case is what the voters understood the privacy clause to mean. And there is no indication that the particularly technical sense of privacy that Roe used to derive an abortion right was adopted by the people, was adopted and understood by the people. There's no evidence that that usage, which was highly controversial at the time and disputed even by scholars who supported an abortion right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is Henry Whitaker. He's the Solicitor General for the state of Florida, arguing the case about whether the privacy amendment in the Florida state constitution protects a right to abortion or not. A former Florida State Supreme Court ruling says that it did in 1980. In 1989 was the ruling. But the argument is that, no, that's a mistake. That's not the correct interpretation. And so they have this argument because we have a 15-week limit that was passed, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? I forget now. And then we have the 6-week limit that was passed post-Dobbs. You remember, I guess it was 2 years ago, because the 15-week limit was passed in anticipation of Dobbs, and the idea was because we thought that Dobbs would affirm the 15-week limitation in Louisiana, I think. Anyway, Mississippi maybe. Sorry about that. We wanted to be in line with what we anticipated the Supreme Court ruling to be. Well, when the Supreme Court ruling came out and they just struck down Roe, now all of a sudden you can make any restriction you want. And we were kind of behind the curve compared to other states that had gone to, you know, 6-week bans or total bans or whatever. And so we passed the subsequent year, this last year, we passed a 6-week ban. Both of those have kind of been on hold pending the fact that the Supreme Court had to rule on whether the privacy amendment protected this, something that was understood historically to mean that, but still needed to be resolved. So here's what the right to privacy actually says in the Florida Constitution, Section 23. Every natural person has the right to be let alone and free from governmental intrusion into the person's private life, except as otherwise provided herein. It also says the section shall not be construed to limit the public's right of access to public records and meetings as provided by law, like politicians are not private individuals when they're operating in their official capacity. Okay, so Henry Whitaker is arguing at the Supreme Court. He's got this cough. I don't know why. I don't know if it's all the time or just this day. But what he was saying is that, look, at the time this was passed in 1980, nobody talked about abortion. They talked about privacy. Roe was the law of the land 7 years in, and so they weren't talking about abortion because that wasn't the issue. This was never meant to cover that. It wasn't meant to address that. It was such a controversial topic, it would be unfathomable to think that they would suddenly in the state of Florida decide by an overwhelming percentage that we would pass a right to privacy that would protect abortion, and we'd never mention that fact. Like, that's unimaginable, okay? And so he says, look, there's a right to freedom from intrusion, which is what the law says, and with regard to information, that is different from the sort of decisional autonomy to go out and do whatever you want, which is what abortion has to do with. So intrusion is not interference, and the plaintiff's attorney, Whitney Lee White, did repeatedly conflate those two together. And part of the argument is also that the very complex, obscure, difficult reasoning that the Supreme Court invented in Roe that created a privacy penumbra behind all of the other amendments that were relevant to privacy and therefore allowed that to be used to protect abortion following the Griswold v. Connecticut case where it had used it to protect contraception by married couples, that was such a very complicated thing that it can't possibly have been the thing that the ordinary people of 1980 voting on this amendment actually meant. And then they get into what I thought were some of the most interesting comments in the case, because Carlos Muniz, who is a DeSantis-appointed chief justice, had some really interesting comments about this case and start to give you a hint of where the case is going to go when they resolve it. We'll play those in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Still watching that accident at Blue Angel and Softly Field Road. Certainly use caution there. I'm still showing that it's blocked north and southbound of Blue Angel and westbound on Softly Field. Front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station still backed up past sunset this morning. And taking a look in Milton at Highway 90 and Airport, blocked eastbound and westbound at 90, up on 90 in both directions. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. So back to the Florida State Supreme Court. Chief Justice Carlos Muniz.
Roe versus Wade may have been an abomination. It may have been semantically absurd to talk about that in terms of privacy. But for better or worse, I mean, that was part of sort of our cultural kind of lexicon, right?
Well, fair enough, Your Honor. But I don't think that what was part of our cultural lexicon, and maybe Roe's holding was, but Roe's reasoning, the confounding legal alchemy through which Roe derived a right to abortion certainly was not. And our empirical analysis shows quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. The ordinary and popular understanding of privacy did not incorporate implicitly Roe.
So trying to figure out what did privacy mean to people in 1980, and it did not mean abortion, it did not mean Roe, even though privacy was, as he said, the tortured and abominable reasoning that was used in Roe, borrowing from Griswold. But if you look at the debates around the 1980 amendment, and obviously I was not here, okay? This was 43 years ago. I was not in the state of Florida, but they did their research. The plaintiffs couldn't give evidence that anybody intended abortion at this time. It's all inferential, and it's not in the plain language of the text. The Henry Whitaker says,
dozens of the legislators who put the privacy amendment before the people in the 1978 and 79 legislative sessions voted to convene a national pro-life convention to add a pro-life amendment to the federal constitution. The same legislature that
stop coughing.
Put the privacy amendment before the people, enacted abortion restrictions that were later struck down in the name of the very amendment that they asked the people to ratify. And the lead sponsor of the privacy amendment in the Senate explicitly disavowed on the floor of the Senate that it had anything to do with abortion. And I do think that that is objective evidence that the people never would have understood that what they were ratifying had anything whatsoever to do with abortion.
Meaning that people who were so pro-life they wanted to convene a convention of the states in order to protect the life in the womb also advocated for this privacy amendment in 1980. And then this super activist court in the Florida state, the 1989 court, then took that rule, that, you know, privacy amendment, and twisted it to protect abortion. So a reversal of the precedent would actually be restoring sanity to what the Florida state constitution actually says on the topic of privacy, and that it does not say on the subject of abortion, which would allow the legislature to make these decisions at 15 weeks or now 6 weeks, as it's kind of all pending. Now, you get down to the end, and Henry Whitaker is just kind of funny, because right at the end, he basically says, if you haven't, no more questions for me, I'll just sit down. And he does, because not even Kennedy and LaBarga, the two Charlie Crist appointees on the court, even bothered arguing. Listen, I don't like to make predictions about a court that I don't follow all that closely. I'll make predictions about United States Supreme Court. Florida State Supreme Court, I don't know these players as well. I predict this is a 5-2. It might be a 7-0. I think they're definitely going to reverse. I think that our abortion restrictions are going to go into place because the 89 court was completely off their rocker. They were completely wrong in their decision. And if you want evidence of this, you can kind of see where at least Muniz is at, but you get the same flavor from several of the other justices in their questions, including Meredith Sasso and Jamie Grosshands. Renata Francis didn't talk much, and John Curiel also did talk. So you've got, I think, a clear 4. I'm assuming Renata Francis is on board, so 5. And just because you didn't hear any pushback from LaBarga and Kennedy, I think, again, it might be 7-0, but this was kind of when Whitney Lee White, the plaintiff's attorney, gets up there to argue. This is how Carlos Muniz handled her.
So for all
the
reasons.
Sorry, can I ask you about Dobbs before you finish?
This is at the end when she's trying to wrap.
You're asking us to essentially take a whole class of human beings and put them outside of the protection of the law, essentially in the sense that if the legislature wants to protect those human beings, they are precluded by the Constitution of Florida from doing that. And
he's talking about babies, by the way, if it's not clear. Sometimes, you know, lawyers and judges speak. He's talking about saying you can't, you're telling us that we can't protect babies.
And at the end of the day, the argument as to why that would be right would be based on a sort of legal meaning kind of understanding of right of privacy. We now know that, you know, the same entity that created that understanding of the right of privacy has told us that it was a mirage. They've eviscerated it.
The Supreme Court said that that concept of privacy is nuts. And he's saying, and you're expecting us to say that the right of privacy voted on in 1980 was based on something that it didn't mean at the time, and that it no longer means even to the Supreme Court that said it did sort of prior to that? What are you talking about? I mean, that was the tone of this. So anyway, as I said, I don't like to predict on courts I don't know that well, but this one seems like a pretty easy prediction. But we'll find out when they issue their ruling, at which point I expect our restrictions on abortion will actually go into effect. 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to look for good quality used cars. They have a wide variety on the lot, about 300 at any time. Lots of trucks, lots of sedans, lots of sports cars, vans, SUVs. They've got all kinds of stuff. And so what you go and they're kind of like the buffet of cars, okay? You can go and you can sit in anyone you want. You can drive anyone you want. You can sample them side by side. And, you know, you can drive one, drive two, drive three, and then you're in the fourth one. You're like, I don't remember the first one. So, okay, look at it again. I mean, all without having to go all around town at different places and see it. That's part of the advantage. And great quality used cars. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. And they just take care of you. I mean, it's an amazing kind of car buying experience. If you've ever bought from used car places before, I have. This is just completely different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles and operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
As I see Candy get up to start dancing, and what did I say?
Don't hurt yourself. You can see it in my eyes.
Because
like,
I
start the running man? Or?
You're starting to get, you know, you're not limbered up, you're not stretched.
No, you're
and
right.
You're gonna pull a hammy and be down for the show.
Week? Yeah, and I'm just, oh my God, and that's not a euphemism. We were literally moving furniture.
Right.
No, so I'm walking around like a drunk toddler. Anyway, so yeah, it's probably best I didn't break out the
So I just
flow
have to warn
that.
You to
Thank
be safe. You know, I know I'm playing you dance music, but just, yeah. You know.
It was the Blues Brothers quote that got me.
Oh, that's funny.
Me.
All
Mission
right.
God.
Well done. Yeah. Way to go, Elwood. So 726 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives from the safe confines of her running man chair.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, y'all. Pine Forest Drive Interstate Circle showing an accident this morning, but not showing a roadblock. And still watching Blue Angel and Softly Field, and it still looks like it's tied up just a little bit. Certainly, if you know different, let me know. But I still see north and southbound showing a block. And that's, of course, a Blue Angel and then Softly blocked westbound. Come on. I hate this computer sometimes. Sorry, front gate
it
of Pensacola
hates
you and
back.
Naval. I know it does. Front gate of Pensacola and Naval Air Station backed up to Sunset. And then taking a look in Milton at Highway 90 in Airport. This is just west of 87. It's blocked in both directions. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, that's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, the temperature's not good, the pressure's not good, Barbary Plumbing, they'll take care of you. Flat rate pricing because it's by the job, not by the hour. So you don't like, oh, yeah, fix it. 15 hours later, oh, crap. You know, how much do I owe you? No, the same amount. That's the idea. So there's no surprises. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Oh, I got a text in here from a dear friend who disagrees with me about the abortion stuff. He says, the argument that they didn't have this application in mind, privacy applying to abortion, is the reasoning of those who want to ban semi-automatic weapons because Second Amendment authors couldn't have imagined that application. I hear that sometimes. That's true. The response to that is that the First Amendment authors, same authors, okay, couldn't possibly have been envisioning radio, television, and the internet when they wrote the First Amendment, but the concept of freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and press still applies to those technologies just as the Second Amendment applies to modern pistols and rifles the same way, and which he said back agreed, which I appreciate that. Also, it is a difference because at the time of the 80 Amendment, they well understood, you know, they knew about abortion. Abortion wasn't like a new thing that was going to come along later. So it's a little bit of a mismatch in the arguments there. But I love to play philosopher teacher for a second. 728 on News Radio 92.3. By the way, this whole issue of what's going on at the Supreme Court in Florida has nothing to do with the rightness or wrongness of abortion or your moral position. I'm just telling you what the law has been used to say and what the law is likely to say in the future, and then what that means for the legislation that's been on hold and pending. That's it, okay? It's not even an argument about the issue itself, right? That's not going to be fixed anytime soon. 729, David Wayne's got our headlines for us. David?
The United Auto Workers Union says they'll go on strike if no agreement is reached by midnight tomorrow. The union planning an unusual strike and will likely target certain factories at first and then escalate the work stoppage in waves. Taylor Swift! News on Taylor Swift here. She reportedly struck a deal with the Actors Union, but not the Hollywood studios when she decided to release that new concert movie. She's a member of SAG-AFTRA, and reportedly she met with the union, met their demands before deciding to release that film, and she never went to the major studios. This report saying she went directly to AMC to get them to distribute that film nationwide.
Who's got more power, all of the studios or Taylor Swift?
Oh, Taylor Swift. Absolutely.
We're all Swifties.
The army is there.
Yeah, and a man recovering after a shark bite in Volusia County. This happened on Tuesday morning. Apparently, a 38-year-old from South Carolina was surfing, fell off his surfboard. He was taken to a hospital, but he'll be okay.
Very good. Glad to hear. 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, a group of communists was outside the Jason Aldean concert protesting the try that in a small town, you know?
Communists were.
Yeah, the communists were, you know, and burning American flags and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, my response was, you guys are so right. I also am going to give up faith in America and join the communist cause because flat earth economics is super appealing based on your protest.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. There's a claim by a whistleblower that the CIA paid analysts to change their determinations in the COVID-19 origins probe. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup explains the allegation.
What he's alleging is that there was monetary payments of some type going to these six people to change their mind and to go with saying that we were unable to determine this.
Those six people were on the 7-person COVID discovery team. The congressman says those six originally believed COVID started in a lab, Wenstrup earlier on Fox and Friends. North Korea's leader touring parts of eastern Russia after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. They met for several hours in eastern Russia in Vladivostok. It's their second meeting since Kim Jong-un came to power and only second visit to Russia by Kim. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, looks like clear skies. It is 75 degrees. Here in Pensacola this morning. Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is now working towards demolishing the Malcolm Young Gym. They're getting quotes for how much that's going to cost. Reeves says that just to get that building to a point where people could get back through the doors would cost more than $1 million.
That's not new bathrooms. That's not ADA compliance. That's not all the buckling wood floors. It's none of that. That would just be to allow people to inhabit the building. So you can imagine if we were to refurbish that building into something that we could be proud of, then we're talking exponentially higher than that.
The building's been closed since last April. That's when it was deemed to be structurally unsound. Reeves has said that the city could potentially look to use that property for an affordable housing site in the future. Students have returned to the classroom now. A lot of Pensacola Beach's lifeguards have as well.
Pensacola Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says they're back to reduced staffing levels. He says Casino Beach will be staffed 7 days a week from 9:30 to 6:30. While all sections of the beach are open, he says the safest areas to swim are where lifeguards are present. Lifeguards will no longer be patrolling beaches owned by the Gulf Islands National Seashore, including Opal, Langdon, and Johnson Beaches.
That is News Radio's Joe Ford reporting, an Orange Beach resident sharing her story after last weekend's tragic earthquake in Morocco. Now, Deanie Buck and her husband were actually in Morocco. They'd traveled to Marrakesh with two other couples.
I sent a text home to my family and said, I just want you to know I love you. And saying these words now means more than they ever have.
And she tells Channel 3 she and her husband were in their hotel. They were sleeping when that earthquake hit. They grabbed their passports, were able to escape the hotel. She called it pandemonium, hysteria on the streets, but they were able to safely get back home. VIP tickets now on sale for the Blue Angels homecoming air show on board NAS Pensacola. That show set for Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th. Individual day tickets could range anywhere from $50 for premium box seats to $300 or $600 for a table in the Flight Line Club. Of course, that includes catered food and drinks as well, though. If you're interested in purchasing some of those tickets, the link is available at the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. You can find that there. On the same day that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the impeachment inquiry into President Biden, Congressman Matt Gaetz sending a message.
Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair.
Gaetz says McCarthy has not put balancing budgets or term limits to a vote, which he says violates the agreement he signed when he became the speaker in January. Gaetz called the impeachment inquiry a baby step. and said he's pushing for sufficient accountability for the Biden family. And a U.S. appeals court now siding with the Seminole tribe in the recent sports betting case. Documents show the court denied a request for another hearing in the case by Magic City Casino and Bonita Springs Poker Room. The two parties claimed a compact legalizing sports betting violated federal law. Spokesperson for the Seminole tribe says they're pleased with the court's decision, but they didn't say whether they would continue accepting bets or not. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Okay, it looks like Blue Angel and Softly Field still a little bit slow north and southbound, a little slow westbound as well, but very slow north and southbound on 90 in Blue Angel, for the most part southbound in Blue Angel. And I'm not showing an accident, which doesn't mean there isn't one, but just very slow in that area. Watching a few other areas too, like Milton. We've been talking about Highway 90 and North Airport Road in Milton. It's west of 87, blocked in both directions there. And the front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station is backed up this morning as well. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And it's 7:36. I'm actually just looking at the TV here, and I'm seeing a little bit of...
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking at Fox News right now, looks like that escaped prisoner in Pennsylvania has been caught. He is in custody in Pennsylvania right now. So we'll get more information on that here as the morning progresses. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 50% chance of rain. Temperatures today warming up into the upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight tonight, we will have temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. For the weekend, temperatures cool off very close to average in the upper 80s with lows in the low 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 75 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An important report on consumer inflation is due tomorrow morning, and ahead of that data on consumer prices, Walmart's boss today put out an upbeat message for investors, telling attendees at a Goldman Sachs conference that American consumers are holding up better than expected ahead of the crucial holiday season. Doug McMillan said the retail giant is feeling pretty good about the state of the consumer despite lingering macroeconomic challenges. Well, thanks in part to the impact of a manufacturing defect on the best-selling 737 MAX, Boeing delivered just 35 total planes in August, its lowest number since April. Through the first 8 months of the year, the aerospace giant has handed over 344 planes to customers. U.S. stocks eased today as traders turned their attention to tomorrow's report on consumer inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 17 points, the S&P 500 shed 25, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 144, or 1%. That's Your Money Now.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I think this has been a long journey, and it's more than time now to get to work on something. We're 3 years after Sally. Understandably, we've waited on FEMA, and we've gone back and forth. We continue to have those conversations, but my confidence is waning in that being a solution anytime soon. And I just think the citizen deserves some improvement there. And
it's been too long since Sally. FEMA, God knows what their timetable is, but let's go. Let's go. Let's get this fixed. Let's find the funding somehow, or that we just can't wait forever and keep blaming it on FEMA. I appreciate that attitude because I know it's frustrating, but there it is. And especially with all the stuff that's going to come with the Chappie James Monument and all of that. Mayor D.C. Reeves, that was his voice you heard a moment ago. You'll hear his voice here in a second when we welcome him back to the Pensacola Morning News. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you guys so much. Good morning.
So just tired of waiting, and you don't know what's going to happen eventually. That's where we're at?
Yeah, and again, we're talking 3 years this month since there's been damage to the seawall, to really the park as a whole. I mean, it really needed some great improvement. And it's time for us to start saying, hey, we can't just keep going back and say, hey, well, what about the hurricane? If FEMA's not cooperating to the level that we want, and they're talking about fractions of dollars of what we've requested, it's time to move forward. You know, it's time to figure out other revenue streams. And I feel like that's why I'm here, is to say, you know, then we'll shake the whatever tree we need to get this thing funded. And if we're not going to just sit back and hope that we're going to have a crazy about face with a federal organization that's taken 3 years to this point. So
yeah, it's frustrating they're not even holding out the carrot that when eventually comes, it'll be full payment.
Correct.
Wow.
We're talking about a fractional payment, and we're talking about a timeline of into the ether. You know, we have no idea, when that would even be. And certainly, if we were to contest anything moving forward, that would be another 6 months or another
yeah.
year. And so you see, it's a never-ending cycle that we'll just be sitting here 2 more years from now wondering what FEMA is going to do or going to determine. So we'll continue to work with them. If there are dollars to be had, don't get me wrong, certainly we're going to go after those. But we cannot paralyze ourselves anymore. Wayside Park is in disrepair. We have the improvements that we've already discussed. You know, the graffiti bridge chimes, the trestle walkthroughs. So all those things need to get moving. And, you know, I don't have enough patience to just, you know, sit around for another couple of years to get fractional dollars to find ourselves right back in the same position. It's just time to get going.
I'm just amazed that FEMA has promised full value replacement cost on the old bridge that's the fishing pier, and they're not biting on the seawall and the handrails that were wiped out by the barge. Like, I'm just, it's baffling to me. I guess one question I have is, I know your attitude on all of the things related to city facilities and infrastructure is, you know, always ask the hard questions in the beginning so you don't have to answer the hard questions later on. So here's, I don't know what you've considered here, but are you going to then look at maybe not fully restoring Wayside Park, but doing what needs to be done and then asking the question, if we're having to build this from scratch, as we are having to rebuild this from scratch on our dime, does it make sense to do it this way or does it make sense to do it some other way?
I would say on the north half, when you talk about the boat launch and the graffiti bridge, yes, we're going to redo the curb there so we can get the chimes underneath. Though you will see some changes that will be different than what you see now on the north side. Now, what I would say normally is if we're going to go chase dollars for Wayside Park itself, or I'm talking about kind of south of the visitor center.
Yeah,
towards
okay.
the bridge. If we were going to, normally, I would say, okay, well, if we got to go get the money to do this, let's look at opportunities to if there are needs for change there. But I would say, given the budget constraints, what you would likely see in a best case scenario for us is get the trestle done, get the chimes done, get that boat launch repaved the right way. It doesn't look very good. And then at Wayside Park, we would probably just return it to its form.
I was not clear. I'm sorry. I meant, would you consider doing less? Does it justify even restoring it to its former glory is kind of what I was getting at.
Well, here's what I would say. Perhaps not, but I don't think that the great expense that we're going to be dealing with is going to be those picnic pavilions or the paving,
okay.
to be honest with you. And
okay.
look, you know, the county, I've met with Wes, they're spending $20 million on a fishing bridge that would be back in service.
Right.
So there's not a whole lot of cost savings there, but the important point is we're going to go ahead and move with the changes that really aren't affected by the compromised seawall. But I think any improvements to the south end are going to be impacted, but potentially if we were to put them in place without the seawall.
Okay.
So it's kind of like those two are married together, the seawall and the rest of the park, where the north things on the more northern side, we can probably start to make some improvements there without having to get that seawall funding. So that's how we'll probably phase it, is just looking at the kind of the north side versus the south. But we want it to be one complete thought, and that's why we're moving ahead with these dollars. We've talked with FDOT. We talked with some other folks about some potential funding sources. That's just where we are. But actually, you kind of accidentally hit on it. I mean, our issue is FEMA's pointing at Skanska, Skanska's pointing at FEMA. It's a barge. Was it the hurricane? You know, and so we are just mired in a who's on first situation that could potentially take additional years of time.
Well, I can solve it for you. Who is on first and Skansen's to blame? We're talking to D.C. Reeves. He is the mayor of Pensacola. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Ha ha, TV jokes. Were they movies? Who's on first?
Abbott and Costello?
Yeah. Was that radio? Yeah, I guess it would have been. Sorry.
Anyway. Know your genre.
Oh, look at me. Okay, road is cleared at Blue Angel and Softly Field, but still blocked southbound on 90 in Blue Angel. Davis Highway and Berg Street in front of West Florida HCA Hospital showing an accident, but someone called and said one car is in the median, one's off to the side, so slow but not stopped. Front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station backed up to Sunset Highway 90 and Airport in Milton. This is west of 87, blocked in both directions on 90, and a little slow I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest through Carson City. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It was TV. I looked it up.
Jerk. Seven,
D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. We have a kind of a big deal because it's the first competition in which American Magic is going to be flying the Pensacola sail as it competes on Friday, right?
Absolutely, and I said it's our home team.
Yeah,
with its first legitimate competition over in Barcelona. So I know there's a big watch party. We've shared at City Seville Quarter at 9 a.m. Bright and early for a sailing race on Friday. They actually had their first official practice on Thursday, but it's interesting. Of course, the America's Cup itself is next year, but it's interesting in that this is really the first time each nation or each team from seven different countries are all going against each other, the same captains, the same crew, and all of that. So this is a good little barometer. It'd be kind of like a preview for the Super Bowl. If they had to play an exhibition in practice, that's what this is. It doesn't really count for anything.
It's a seven-man scrimmage.
You don't want to finish last. Yeah.
It's a seven-man scrimmage for football. Yeah, no, but I mean, it's cool. It's,
correct,
and it's just neat,
correct.
And it's just neat to see the American Magic, you know, fly in their sail and have our name on it. That's good. Hey, I did want to ask you, well, the Malcolm Young gym, okay, I understood your explanation that it's going to be plus a million just to make it usable. That doesn't count making it actually worth using. And so you're going to demolish it, which, of course, is going to entail costs and, you know, the contamination kind of concerns. But your idea is then to find somebody to build affordable housing on the lot. Is that the idea? And I mean, is that kind of where you're going with this?
We're reviewing basically what can go there right now with our housing and our planning department. If a private owner came to us and said we wanted to build housing there, how many lots, how many buildings, et cetera. So we're doing that analysis now. I'm really looking for a workforce option. I think with the Motor Lodge, we're looking at a 60% AMI kind of homeless transitional pilot program. Mm-hmm. This, in my mind, would be a good workforce housing program. I'm thinking police, fire, nurses, teachers, you know, those frontline worker type workforce housing. And we'll see what can go there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you, a year of this job, one of the more deflating things is the condition of the things that we own. I mean,
I can believe
it. We talk about Bay Bluffs Park. That's another tough decision we've got coming, which is maybe a seven-figure fix just for the decking that goes down to on Bay Bluffs Park.
Really?
Right now. I mean, so that's and no one signs up to be mayor to shut things down, you know, or
right.
get rid of them. That's not what you want to do, but sometimes it's what you have to do. And so we continue to have things. That's not any one mayor or one administration. I mean, these are things that.
Right.
That have aged over time, but it's without having some care in place and some preventative maintenance in place that we certainly are going to be doing for whoever that is there after me 20 years from now. I hope that they aren't in the same situation that I'm in.
Well, you know, when we celebrate the buildings and the ribbon cuttings and the exciting reward it is to spend money to create a new thing and don't honestly budget for the maintenance and repair over time, you know, somebody's got to be the adult. Just, you know, that's... sad, but true, unfortunately.
Right.
Hey, somebody texted in just a quick question. Have either Senators Rubio or Rick Scott or Congressman Gates, have they been helpful at all in trying to get like the FEMA money for the Wayside Park? It's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, we haven't gone. What I'd say is everyone has been helpful when we've called upon them. Probably a lot of those conversations were before my administration. I think we've been kind of on this road of inactivity for quite a while now. This is a new news in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, you know, it's not a large enough dollar figure bullet to use, so to speak. FEMA kind of is its own animal. That it's not as easy as it would sound for just someone to make a phone call.
Sure.
And get that to change. So it's probably not worth the squeeze, so to speak. So it's not because they haven't been helpful. It's that where I'd rather them be helpful is on some of these alternative revenue streams, and I know that they would be, and certainly at the state level.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm really looking at.
I got you. Save your powder. Use it when it's appropriate. We always like to end with the lightning round. So the first one, I know this is a little hard one to come up on the spur of the moment, but I hope you can. What's the weirdest food combo that you love?
Oh, man, that is a hard one. What is yours?
I talked about putting cucumbers on a street taco. That surprised me a little bit. A lot of people are big on the pickle and peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm too, you know what it is? I mean, this is a non-answer, but I'm too picky of an eater to be adventurous enough to try something
either. So, all right, fair enough.
That's my way to shove that answer off.
I got you. Do you have a favorite fiction book? Maybe it's one from when you were younger. You know, I mean, I know you're young, but when you were younger...
I used to read all the Goosebumps.
R.L. Stine. You know. Way to go. Very cool.
Unless those are nonfiction, I'd be very concerned. But, I think they're fiction.
You say they're fiction, but. And then the last one is,
right.
On the daily, do you make your bed, have to make your bed, or are you I don't care, doesn't matter?
I give forth good spirit and effort to do it every day. and that's what I would say.
I don't make my bed, but I feel guilty about it. Is that where you're at?
Yeah. Right, right. Like mentally, I have thought about it, and then I may or may not actually do it. But
I love it.
You know, so I'm inconsistent but willing.
That's a good life philosophy, though. DC Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola, as always, sir. Thanks for the time. We look forward to the city council meeting on Thursday and talking to you again next week, sir.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much.
754 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By your command.
There is only one way to rock, Sammy. You tell it. 757, Candy's got traffic for us. Candy?
The road is cleared at Blue Angel and Softly Field, but blocked southbound at 90 in Blue Angel. North Davis Highway and Berg Street, that is in front of the West Florida HCA Hospital, showing an accident. Someone called and said that both cars had been moved out of the way, but just slow, real slow through that area. Front gate of Pensacola Naval Air Station still backed up to Sunset, and very slow, although I'm not showing an accident, but I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Carr City. But still moving just fine, just slow in that area. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So does that mean the NAS backup is getting better? Because I had got a text in here earlier from somebody saying it was back to Barrancas.
Oh, no.
Like,
well, it's still
it's
past Sunset.
Only
so
to Sunset.
That's right.
Like,
past Sunset.
Golly.
And, yeah, so I guess it's way
oh,
past
man.
Sunset.
Let Can you imagine?
Check
to Barrancas? Good Lord. All right. 758, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, our big breaking news, Andrew, is that the manhunt in Pennsylvania is over. After 2 weeks on the run, Danilo Cavalcante has been captured this morning. Of course, he was convicted of stabbing his former girlfriend to death in front of her children. He'd just been sentenced to life in prison when he scaled a wall and broke out of prison. More details expected on that arrest in the next hour or so. Also coming out here in the last few minutes, it's official now. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is out for the rest of the season after that Achilles tendon tear.
Did you see the story about the folks in the bar where they had promised them that if the Jets lost, it was in the Green Bay bar, I think, where if the Jets lost, all their bar bills would be covered. And when he went down in the first quarter, they all started buying all kinds of drinks. But then the Jets won, so they were on the hook for all these drinks that they thought. I also saw a funny suggestion.
They were still celebrating.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The best meme I saw about this yesterday was Tom Brady in a Jets uniform.
Nice.
Just imagine.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.